For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Oh, good morning to you all out there. Pray you're doing great. I sincerely mean that. Goodness gracious, I pray. Of course, these air at different times, but I pray you're having a Merry Christmas season, in case I missed the actual day of Christmas on this broadcast. And I want you to be in happy anticipation, terrific anticipation for 2014. I really do. Please listen to these broadcasts if you've missed any on why you can have hope, not just at Christmas time, but at every day of the year. He's the God of hope. He calls himself that. But I want to close out today, and you may say, well, how do I find this hope? How do I get real hope, a favorable and confident expectation for my future? My friend, the only way to get the God of hope, is from the source himself. It's from God. Any other hope will be sinking sand. Any other hope, you know, leaves you ashamed or frustrated or disappointed. You put your hope in that and, you know, it was just worldly or carnal, and it just crumbled. No infusion by God to hold on to it or to press forward for it or to believe God for it. It was just, you know. But when you got the God of hope, like Abraham, when your eyes are fixed on the God of hope and not your own body, not your own circumstances, he will so infuse you with himself and his hope. And what does Romans tell us? Romans 15:13, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait in silence for God only. My hope is from him. Back to Christmas. God knew, my friend, you would need this hope. All the way back to the garden when Adam and Eve sinned, severed our communication with the Father. God knew we would need a bridge to get back to the Father, and he sent Jesus, Bethlehem, to become the bridge. Luke 2, today in the city of David, a Savior for you has been born. He is Christ the Lord. He will save his people from their sins. Jesus came on a rescue mission, didn't he? I love in Titus 3, another neat term for Jesus, when the goodness of God appeared, he saved us. What a title for Jesus, the goodness of God, the God of hope in Romans. All for love. He loved us. Christmas is a personal promise to you, a promise of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. Ask the God of hope, Jesus himself, to come into your heart today. Your new year, oh my gracious, will truly be new. God bless you. Thank you for listening all week. I pray you're having the best holiday season. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.